Hi, I'm Brad. Where are you calling from?
Boise, Idaho.
Currently living in Tennessee.
Chilling in good old Vancouver, BC.
And wherever you are, welcome to Blonde Radio. Hi, I'm Brad. I live on the west coast of Canada, and I love seeing things from a new point of view. And welcome back to Blonde Radio, where every week I book calls with strangers from around the world. Today, we'll have a conversation with Asa, a performance arts prodigy from Idaho, Allie, a sociology student with a ton of hobbies, and Diamond, a fellow West Coast Canadian who's spent some time in the esports scene. But first, we're all about community. So here's what you can expect in the coming week, presented by the Blonde Radio Mod team.
Hey, I'm Pa.
I'm Peach.
I'm Andy.
I'm Ari.
Heyo, I'm Eddie.
I'm Cameron, and here's what's happening this week at Blonde Radio. Be sure to come by the Discord for this week's event, a poetry mashup being led by community members Ellie and Angel. Join us on Tuesday the 20th at 12 p.m. PST to hear the completed work from all of our community members. Special recognition and shout out this week goes to Ocular, Soba, Rina, Wilson, Asuri, M, and Lowboil, who are all the latest additions to our Member Plus roster. Thank you guys for uplifting the community and for everything y'all do. Also, big shout out this week goes to Soba for holding down the study room in the Discord for the past summer months. We see you and we appreciate you. You're doing great.
Now, here's Asa. Oh my goodness. Look at this. Look at this guy.
Hey.
How's the day, Asa?
I'm so fucking upset.
Oh no.
Okay, so we have our last movies start around 9, right? And if nobody shows up, I can just leave. I can just turn everything off, lock the doors, and leave. A family showed up to see Godzilla 2 minutes before it started.
And Godzilla, of all movies. Come on now.
I know. Oh my god, I was so annoyed.
Murphy's Law. But at least it facilitated us being able to do this call.
It's okay that I have a bunch of Laffy Taffys.
You have the night set ahead of you. That's fantastic.
Exactly.
Well, I'm glad I could fill the void. But Asa, do give us the pitch. Who's Asa? Where's Asa from?
Elevator pitch. Okay. I'm Asa. I just graduated high school in Boise, Idaho. Going to University in Oregon. Study theater performance. Yeah, I just recently found my passion for it again. Very excited for that. I'm a big music boy. I drum and I sing. 6 years drumming and 10 years singing.
My God. So, I knew it was a thing, but I didn't know it was that long.
Yeah, it's been part of my life for a very, very long time.
It's fantastic.
So, yeah.
And, you know, as you've just mentioned, but then also what I've noticed with you through the community and just hanging out is you've been really thriving lately. Your posts, your energy and calls. What would you say has been the biggest contributing factor to that?
I think there's been two things mostly. I've gotten close with now my best friends. I got close with them. So it's just been nice having a good inner life support system, because normally I would bounce around between different groups. And when you're on the outside, it's harder to be a central part of a group. But then with these people, even though we're all terrible at communication, we're good at including everybody. And if we're not including somebody, it's not because we don't like them. We're very upfront with how we feel. And so it makes for better friendship, and one that I feel is super fulfilling. And so I've been able to have that recently. So I've been out more, and I don't know, just being outside more generally makes you happier.
Mm-hmm. Weird how that works.
It's been sunny recently. Yeah, weird how that works. But yeah, so I think that, and then I've also just had a lot of more time to myself with school since I just finished high school.
Right.
I've been able to really think about, honestly, I've just been able to think about thinking and just the way that I think and change that to become a more positive person and have that positive outlook on life. And if something doesn't go my way 99% of the time, it's not because the other person doesn't like me or has resentment towards me. It's just because it is something that is out of our control. And if it's something that they don't want, then I don't need that in my life, because if it was supposed to happen, then it would have happened.
It's so easy to expel energy over things you realistically can't change. We do it all the time.
Yes. And
once you're conscious of that, it's what am I doing?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, it kind of started with when other friends were hanging out and they weren't inviting me. Mm-hmm. At first I was like, oh dang, do they hate me? Do this and that. You go through that overthinking. everything and you think about everything. But then I just stopped and I was like, why don't I just ask them? And I did. And they're like, oh, like, we thought you were busy right now. Like, come hang out with us. And I was like, okay, sick. Like, that is just an easy solution. Mm-hmm. But I overthought it to death. And so once I was able to, like, think about me overthinking, then I was able to get out of that anxiety and realize that most things are not as bad as we seem, like it seems.
Mm-hmm. That's fantastic. Mm. And, you know, you're kind of in this big, what a lot of people would consider a big transition period between a lot of things right now. How much would you say of your future do you leave up to planning versus going with the flow and kind of feeling it out?
I'm definitely a big go with the flow kind of guy. I like when things are structured, mm-hmm. but I like structuring it in the moment and as it's happening, not before. There's so many things I want to do with my life. Like right now with theater, I want to perform at like different Shakespeare festivals across the country. My first goal is to perform at the one in my hometown for my grandparents because I visited my grandpa and he was like, oh, you're going to be a movie star. So I just want to be able to make that come true in the sense where he'll be able to like come and see me perform.
Oh my God, that's so special.
It's going to be really cool. And I think it could even happen as soon as like next year in the summer because an intern there because there's a lot of opportunities to do that. But I want to do that at some point. I want to do set designing. I'll be able to do that through theater as well. Art design for like Disney and like some of the rides because I think that'd be super sick, like designing some of the rides, being an Imagineer. Gosh, that'd be incredible. Be a teacher as well and like teach history and then be like a professor and maybe dabble in like architecture and photography and like cinematography and everything. So having that mindset of just going with the flow allow me to do a lot of things in my life that I wouldn't be able to if I like had a set plan of like, okay, I'm going to go to school, just get a general business degree, work a 9-to-5, this and that, get married, have kids. Like
it feels like you have a really like a soft focus on a general area. And I think you could find a lot of happiness in whatever sort of specific thing you end up doing.
Yeah, exactly. And like, I don't want a lot. Money scares me. So I'm fine being a poor, I'm fine being a poor theater man. Yeah, just going with the flow is more kind of my style.
Beauty, beauty. Well, this is a new thing we're doing with the pod moving forward. Have a more uniform thing. I'm having sort of like a question of the week that everyone's going to receive. So for you personally, Asa, what makes you feel unstoppable?
Okay. I think the little moments in my life that make me feel unstoppable. I'm actually going to do this in a couple hours, but whenever I'm driving home from work, I normally take like the longest route possible. And so, cause I'm like 10 minutes from work. Like when I come home at night, I sometimes take like hours to get home and I just drive super fast through like the outskirts of the city and just listen to music and scream sing. And it just makes me feel like at the top of the world and like hold my head out of the window and sing into the night. And it is just such a freeing feeling. And it makes me feel like I'm on top of the world and nothing bad will ever happen to me. So that's like one of the little moments that make me feel unstoppable for sure.
And I've heard you talk about those moments so much.
Yeah. It's my therapy, honestly. When I found out therapy wasn't really for me, I was like, oh, this will just be my new therapy. So,
totally. I like to think everyone has their driving on the outskirts of a city, screaming out a window, therapy somewhere, some small thing in their life.
Exactly. Oh,
I love that so much, Asa. In closing, a final little, if you could give some advice, what would you say to someone who wants to capture that feeling of being unstoppable?
I think for me, at least, when I was kind of at my lowest points and couldn't, like, I always felt like everything was going against me. Mm-hmm. I always thought that I would feel unstoppable because of other people and like what they do, like whether that be through friendships or like relationships. I'd feel unstoppable because I would achieve those things like because of somebody else. But once I realized that the way you feel truly unstoppable is by like doing something yourself and having that feeling because of something that you did, that's when I like realized that everything could be amazing. So just like making sure that you can feel unstoppable by yourself is how you'll truly like be able to continue that through life, you know?
Totally. Yeah, it sucks initially, like being solo.
Yes.
And
yeah, oh god, it's, yeah.
But once you find that, as you're saying, it's just really rewarding.
Yeah, and I'm sure you like kind of felt that with making your new video. Yeah. Oh, new video. Shout out new video, by the way. You should not master everything. Blonde Radio YouTube channel. But like, even just completing one part of something big, like a solo project, you're like, okay, like completed one part. I can do this. It'll be super easy breezy. Yeah.
If I had known how big it would be at the end when I started, I would have been like, no chance.
Yeah.
You just gotta believe that those small steps are achievable. And like, before you know it, it ends up being a really big step in your life, some progress.
Exactly. The small steps then snowball into huge, crazy events and projects are some of the best like memories that I've ever had.
Sweet. Thank you, Asa. Thank you for your time.
You're so welcome, Brad.
Well, I'll let you to it. I hope you enjoy the rest of your shift.
God, I'm just going to watch funny YouTube videos at this point. I think it gets out in like, oh no, I have an hour. Never mind. Oh.
I hope it turns out well for you.
Thank you.
Bye, Asa.
Bye, Brad.
Hey, how's it going?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I am good.
Good.
I overslept. I slept in. I slept like 10 hours.
No, that's good. I'm sure after your project, you probably needed it.
True. So maybe, yeah. Hopefully this is my only big one sleep, and then maybe I can return to a proper sleep schedule soon. But we'll see. We'll see.
Yeah. I felt that.
Well, thanks for taking time of your day to chat.
Of course.
Appreciate it. Sweet. As we usually start these things, give us the pitch. Who's Allie?
Oh, boy.
For those that don't have the pleasure of knowing you yet.
So hello, I'm Allie. I live in the U.S. I've lived kind of all over. I'm currently living in Tennessee. I'm studying sociology and gender, which is super fun. I play the cello. I've been classically trained for like 11 years. Mm-hmm. For a hot minute. It's been a hot minute. It's been weird without playing with a group, which I'm sure many other musicians understand right now.
Yeah.
I used to play roller derby. There's no roller derby around me in Tennessee. So right now I'm just kind of skating by myself and, you know, looking out for another team to join. God, what else? I like to bake. I like to crochet. Yeah.
That really rolls nicely into my kind of first question here is, you've always struck me as someone who's very like hands-on when it comes to their interests and hobbies. As you're speaking to their like crochet, fellow, like gardening is, I don't know if that's a new thing for you, but like that seems to be a big passion this summer. What about working with your hands do you enjoy most, or do you find, you know, that you're drawn to?
I don't know. I mean, I think for each of those, yeah, gardening that's definitely been a hit this summer. You know, for crochet, you know, when you watch a show or like a movie, and even if it's a really good movie or like show, but like your hands are like still doing, I get that. Like my hands need to be doing something. So for crochet, like that's usually the main time I'm crocheting, or like listening to a lecture, which my professors probably don't like, but what can they do? And then like for gardening, I enjoy outside. I'm an outside person. Mm-hmm. So I guess it's maybe just a mix of like the environment it can create. Just something for my hands to do.
That's interesting. Sometimes that nags at me. I'll be watching a show or a movie, and even though if I'm enjoying it, I a little bit feel the unproductiveness of it. So maybe I need to double down and get something to do on the side. But then also I should be relaxing. I don't know. What am I doing?
I felt that too. You know, like I used to, I haven't chewed my fingernails like in a long time. I got over that. But like I still pick at them, and like, God, my hands are just like raw sometimes after I watch a show, and I'm like, I can't do this.
I think, I don't know if I've told anyone this, like 9 times out of 10 when I'm recording these interviews, I'm always fidgeting with something, and it always changes. It used to be like a pin or a TV remote. Now it's this little, I found a little Lego fish. And I'm just sort of turning it over in my fingers. So maybe,
I am also pacing as we walk. I'm a phone pacer, you know, like I'm on the phone and I'm like walking around.
It just makes it feel so much more important, and that you're on top of it, or at least I find.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Fantastic. And sort of, okay, to take a little retrospect here, in this past year, what would you say the hardest thing you've overcome in this past year has been?
Oh man, the hardest thing, you know, as COVID has gone, I have been extraordinarily lucky in my family, which I am so grateful for. But you know, there's always a few, nothing goes smoothly.
Right.
100% all the time. You know, a lot of people say like the social aspect, and I know we talked like on stream a while ago, and like you asked me if I'm an introvert or extrovert, and I said like I'm a mix, but then I thought about it and I'm really an introvert.
Yeah.
And I think that's really come out during quarantine. So, you know, the social aspect hasn't been hard for me. Hardest thing. I think it's just been like, you know, like this was my first year of college, and education has been a weird ride for me, but now I'm happy to be in it, and I'm, you know, into it. I'm glad to be here. And I think it's just been like a weird, you know, online, and now like another transition to back in person. That might be the hardest part. But like I said, I've been extraordinarily lucky, which I'm so grateful for. It's COVID.
Of course, you know? Of course. Yeah. Are you referencing with like that educational journey, like as you were speaking to, like moving around a lot as a kid and you're at different schools all the time? Or
yeah, that plays into it. But, you know, I went to 3 different high schools. Let's see, 1 middle school and 2 elementary schools. In the U.S., every state has different schooling standards. And that I've definitely seen a lot of, but also just myself. As a kid, I didn't have like a drive to do it. I was missing something. And I'm looking back now and I'm maybe wondering like if it was the environment or like the classes weren't right for me. But, you know, as I'm, you know, especially started college, I'm like, wow, I really like this. Like this, I feel like I'm actually learning something and not just like learning about like, you know, like those stupid things you learn about in high school.
Right.
It's been very nice. And, you know, I used to not consider myself an academic person and now I 100% do. And that's really relieving for me.
Damn, that's super cool. Yeah, to finally find that footing. Similarly, I think I've mentioned like move around a lot as a kid, 8 houses type beat, but like at least I was like lucky enough to be in high school for like all of high school. And that's where I sort of found my footing. And maybe it's similar to, it sounds like you're kind of finding your footing now in university college.
Yeah, man, senior year, I was at this new school and like tiny school. I was at this new school. Let's see, that summer I had gone to a global youth orchestra in South Korea for a week.
Oh my God.
And it was an amazing experience. But the way that my school timed out, I missed the first day of school at a new school as a senior and like no one knew me and I didn't know anyone. So when I came like the second day of school, I was like, oh, I was literally in South Korea. And then there was like this whole rumor that like I was from Korea.
Oh, no.
So that just like kickstarted. And I was like, you know, whatever. But then, you know, COVID happened during my senior year. Right. So, man, senior year was wild. It was so weird.
Definitely unique.
Never dull.
So I'm kind of doing a new thing with the pod.
Oh.
Where I kind of have like this question of the week that we're implementing into each interview.
I like that.
So question is, what makes you feel unstoppable?
Ooh, that's a great question. God, this makes me sound like such a nerd after talking about like becoming an academic. But like sometimes I just like read a quote or like a theory and I'm just like, wow, I could do that. Like I could use my brain to come up with things like this. And it's just like, oh, it's such an amazing feeling. You know, everyone's their own bit of creativeness, but especially like you and like the Blonde Radio community. I feel like most people are very creative, which is great. And I love it. And everyone's creative in their own way. But like, I struggle with that sometimes. So, you know, I hear people creative talk about, you know, they see a picture or they see an environment like mountains. And you talk about the water, right? You like the ocean.
I adore it. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And I feel like I get that same feeling with like new topics. I'm really into like gender studies right now. You know, so much of that is new vocabulary and ideas. And I'm like, I am at an age and the position in my schooling where I can be a founding person if I wanted to be, if I put my mind to it. And you can do that in any field, but maybe it's a little reassuring that like it's a newer field of study, you know?
True. Yeah.
Less competition almost, you know? But yeah, just like there are some quotes where just I have to sit back and be like, wow, I've read what I've thought and I can put those words down too, if that makes sense, you know?
I think it does. It sounds like you're describing sort of like being on the forefront of like new discovery, which is really cool.
Yeah, thank you. That's a good question. Oh my goodness.
It's
and also,
fun.
You know, like family, you know?
Of course, of course. The staples.
Yeah. The homies.
Sweet. Well, then in closing, what advice would you give to someone who wants to capture that feeling of being unstoppable?
Oh my goodness. Ooh. I have a lot of weird little hobbies and sometimes you just gotta like think of something and try it, see if it works. Not everything is gonna work, but sometimes something that you don't like might give you that spark and something that you do like, maybe not. You know, like I like to crochet, but like, you know, I don't get a spark from that. So it's a balance of finding something you do and don't like. Oh my goodness, this is such a word vomit. I'm so sorry.
Oh, you're doing great.
Basically just do whatever, see what works, you know. Read that book on your shelf that you've been looking at for a year. Go out and be creative in nature. Do the things you think about. And you know, this last year's been great for that. I feel like doing those things you've kind of thought about for a while.
Yeah, and that's the thing is like I will so often find myself thinking about the things I want to do that I get to a point where it feels like I'm psyching myself out before I even do it. Mm-hmm. Like I'll more often think about it than actually take a step towards doing it. When if I just spent that time doing the thing, I would have done so much by now.
Yeah. Sometimes you just gotta go all in.
Just not think a little bit.
Yeah. And you know, if it doesn't work, pull back and try something else.
That's so fantastic. Thank you, Allie.
Thank you. No, thank you. Thank you, Brad.
Appreciate it. Any exciting plans the rest of your day?
Any exciting plans? Oh boy. I'm currently like full cleaning my room, which has been really exciting.
It is so, it's so nice to get it all set, all put away, everything in order.
Yeah. And like, I'm not, you know, like the people, maybe you're one of these people, but like, you know, some people like they redo their room like every week. Like they always have like something moved.
Yeah.
I'm not that at all. And like, mm-hmm. I'm just now like getting rid of some furniture and like cycling through some things. And it feels very nice. It's been a very long time since I've done that.
Room upgrade.
Oh, yeah.
That's awesome. I hope you enjoy it. And
thank you.
Thanks for being down for a chat. I really appreciate
it. Of course.
Of course. I'll talk to you later.
Bye.
Diamond, what's good? What's good?
That's good. How are you?
Big chilling. Sorry for the delay. Things get crazy, you know.
Oh, I was watching the stream. Don't you worry.
Appreciate it. How's the day been so far?
Pretty good. I just had like 4 hours of classes and that was about it.
I was sort of one and done. That's nice.
Yeah.
Well, sweet. Thanks for taking time out of your afternoon to chat. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, no problem.
So yeah, you kind of know that how this goes off the start. Give us the pitch. Who's Diamond? What got you to where you are today?
Oh, who is Diamond? 19-year-old, almost 20-year-old Canadian at university right now, entering my third year. Kind of scary. Don't know what I want to do beyond that. Chilling in good old Vancouver, BC. And yeah, I don't know what's really got me here. I've kind of just faked it till I made it, and now I'm here.
It's kind of worked so far. That's awesome. And we do appreciate the West Coast love. It is so superior.
Oh, West Coast, best coast. What can I say?
Oh, yeah. Sweet. Yeah, I have a few questions for you today. So something that we've talked about before, I don't know if I've asked you this directly, but are you ever overwhelmed by how much media there is out there to consume? Because anyone who knows you're very passionate about various shows, manga, anime, and everything in between. Does the content you haven't experienced yet scare you or excite you?
I think the fact there's so much to consume is a tad scary, because even besides like shows and stuff, just like I've talked previously about like TikTok, I had TikTok for so long. It was so fun for a while. Eventually I got rid of it now because there's too much content.
Right.
I really liked YouTube as well as a kid. That's like where my content binging started. Like, stay up in middle school on the iPod watching YouTubers till midnight, and I was like, but yeah, I also just like that there is so many things out there. Like, I have a list of all the anime I want to watch and manga I want to read. So it's like always slowly making through it. And it's kind of nice that I guess there's so many, so I won't run out anytime soon. Because I feel like if I ran out, that'd be kind of sad. So totally. It is nice that there is so much to consume, and everything's different too. I'm trying to watch, at least anime-wise, different anime, because I've mainly just watched like shonen stuff, and now I'm trying to get into like either like darker shonen or also just romantic anime or more comedy as well to spice it up.
And yeah, that's something I've noticed. Like, and I'm still like pretty big into movies, but I used to be annoying about it. But once you watch or consume a lot of like a certain medium, you start to realize there's all these little niches and subgenres, and then you can really sort of find that thing that like you're really into.
Yeah, for sure. I agree. I know, it's like I found when I was younger, I really liked movies, and now it's like I'll watch 5 episodes of a show, but I won't be bothered to watch like a 2-hour movie.
Isn't that the way? It's so,
yeah.
It's
something about it.
Yeah, before bed, usually I try to catch a couple episodes of something. I'm like, I could watch like a 40-minute procedural like HBO show or something, but that seems like too long. But like 2 20-minute episodes of anime doesn't like make it make sense.
Yeah, exactly.
Our brains are funny. And to sort of go off that, as someone who's not only climbed the ranks, but exceeded in some regards, what would you say is a misconception people have about competitive gaming that you wish didn't exist?
Oh, that we like don't do anything, or we're like nerds that never get outside. I mean, I don't get outside. I am a nerd, but I don't know, my whole like competitive gaming thing is so weird because of how it happened. Mm-hmm. Like I
well it does compared to,
yeah, okay, I was like, I tell my story. So I play Hearthstone, it's a digital card game, and it's kind of pay to win in a sense, and I've spent like a fair bit of money into it, but for a while I'm just kind of a casual player. Like I play in like recreational leagues and stuff. Mm-hmm. Like play casually just for fun with friends. And then fall 2019 at my university, there's this collegiate league that has a prize pool. It's free to enter. So I was like, oh, I'll enter that at my school. See if anyone wants to play, see what I do. So I enter, I talk around my school. No one's really saying anything in the esports Discord. I'm like, oh, okay, whatever. And I get a DM from someone in Francis, and he's like, hey, do you want to join our TESPA team? Because that's what it's called. I was like, oh, yeah, sure. What's up? Who's on the team? He's like, do you know Eddie, perchance? Eddie is like a grandmaster, like one of the top pros in the game at the time. I'm like, that Eddie? He's like, yeah, that Eddie. I'm like, okay, sure. First call with Eddie, just sitting there in like kind of awe, like, wow, there's someone this good at the game. I just watched. And it mainly was just Eddie playing the game. I'd watch, occasionally ask questions here and there. And then fast forward, it was end of my first year. I wrote my last final, and then we made top four, and we got a message email like, hey, top four is actually being live streamed in Florida, and we've booked your tickets and all this. And I'm looking at this like, oh my God, because it's my first time flying out by myself. Tell my parents, they're like, no, go, have fun. And I was like, okay. So I just write the final same day, go to the airport, fly overnight. I'm going, I'm like, it's like 3 a.m. somewhere, and I'm just sitting there like, oh my God, what's happening? Finally arrive, they take my picture and everything, and I'm on stream. I told my brother was in the chat, like, I even looked back occasionally, not just like, all the support he was giving, and then we ended up, like, losing in the finals, but got second at the collegiate tournament, so that was awesome. But apparently, by getting second, all six of us, whoever was in the top two, like, got Masters Tours invites, which are, like, its own, like, not collegiate, it's like, all players. So you have players coming from like China, Europe, America. It's like everyone. I'm just like, my other team friends is like, yeah, I'm not going to go. Eddie already got an invite because he's a grandmaster. I know my friends are like, should I go? And they're like, well, you're not particularly the greatest, but if you go, you can just have a good time, right? Exactly. So I was like, that's true. And I looked at the pricing because just by showing up, I got $850 US, and I was like,
oh my God. Yeah.
Yo, that pays for my trip. I just have to show up and I get to hang out with homies. I went there. It was my first time meeting a bunch of like my Hearthstone friends who I knew for a couple of years. Mm-hmm. Went like 0-3 in the tournament, but I had no expectations going in. I'd say now, like, I'm better at the game from those experiences. I definitely would like to go to more events. And it's just interesting, like, how lucky I was to go to events. Because at the time, like, 2 years ago, people were kind of, like, jealous of me. Or like, oh, you don't deserve this. But, like, one of my friends who was jealous now reflected back. He's like, Diamond, like, you did that. And you actually took the first step of messaging in the Discord. You didn't know anyone. And you asked the opportunity. Mm-hmm. And you luckily got someone who answered. And then that whole thing happened like that. So that's my competitive gaming journey. I'm not, like, I don't play for hours on end even now. Like, I just play here and there. But... right. I've been blessed with the opportunity. It's funny, now I have people who grind, and I've technically made more money in Hearthstone than they have.
Technically, but yeah.
Yeah, I really enjoyed it, and it made me like enjoy traveling. I think that was the main thing, that I was able to have the confidence to travel by myself to two different places. I was very lucky. It was the very start of COVID. It was like January 2020, before anything bad happened.
Oh, wow.
Whenever people asked me about 2020, they're like, oh, was it bad for you? And I was like, I don't know. Like, obviously, COVID was bad and everything, but the beginning of the year was cool. Awesome.
Yeah.
I was a little blessed. So, a bit of a ramble. That's my competitive gaming experience. Like, you could say I got lucky to I networked my way into all this. And then now I just played the game. I'd say I'm like fairly decent the game now. Before, I wasn't the greatest, I would admit. But now I'm like, I'd call myself a good player. Because I surround myself with people who are like top 100. And I'm like top 1,000. Mm-hmm. But to anyone else that I describe Hearthstone with, I say I'm bad. They're like, what do you mean? You're top 1,000. It's right. Just like that whole like perspective of like when you're in the game versus outside of the game of how good you are.
Like the big fish, little pond thing. Like you,
exactly.
Yeah. You know. And even as you're talking to, as far as like misconceptions, I think people would be surprised with how community orientated these gaming scenes can be. Like usually, you think of someone that sweats on a game. They're alone. They're solo. They're in their basement. Whatever. But throughout your whole telling of like everything that's gone down, it's been like my friend here, the community, this, the Discord, that. Like there's such a vibrant group of people that are so passionate about so many different games that I think can sometimes go unnoticed.
For sure. Especially during like last year, those mm-hmm. are like, I'm not saying my like IRL school homies or like high school friends are like, we didn't talk, but it was like, hey, I'm playing a game, and then someone in the call, I'm in a call, someone joins, and we're just chat, and then a bunch of people join, because no one else had anything better to do last year, so we'd just be on Discord, like, all the time, and I was already at home, it's like, what else am I gonna do?
Right, damn.
Yeah, for sure, very tight-knit homies.
Sweet. So we have sort of like a question of the week with the podcast moving forward. This week's question is, what makes you feel unstoppable?
Oh, what does make you feel unstoppable? Honestly, like, I feel half the time I either feel like I'm on top of the world or like things are not good, which is really weird. It's just all these highs and lows, but
yeah,
like certain songs especially mm-hmm. can like get me active. Like what's that one from Spider-Verse? I think it's the end credits. Elevate, that song gets me hyped up
totally,
and I work out to that song. I think that I feel on some, also just weightlifting in general. Like, I've started doing that more. It's mm-hmm. like, you lift a weight and just, I just think anytime I accomplish something, or like, for example, like I do a test, mm-hmm. that's like, there's a good mark. That's also feeling something like, yeah, I got this mark. Getting validated by external stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm trying more to get internal validation too, because it's kind of bad to only be validated or get like hyped up and feel unstoppable from external sources.
Right.
Because sometimes, like, especially with test stuff, it's like, oh, I thought I did really well. I felt really good. And then after I get the mark, it's like, not what I thought it was. And I'm, like, feeling down.
And that, I think that can be a tricky balance, especially if you are looking to exceed in any field, is like, am I doing this for the validation of, like, being on top? Or, like, do I genuinely, like, am I enjoying this for myself? And, like, do I feel good doing this? And that can be a tricky balance, to say the least.
For sure.
Oh, yeah. Sweet. And then, well, what advice would you give to someone who's trying to chase that feeling of feeling, you know, unstoppable?
Honestly, just whenever you're feeling strong in or something you exceed in, that's what I would try to excel in.
Mm-hmm.
Or even just like, don't feel discouraged because you're trying something new and you're not good at it. Or just try to push outside your comfort zone. Obviously, you're like taking a leap of faith and it's going to be scary. But even that, I feel like, can be unstoppable. Like, I would say I'm a very extroverted person, and even when I first joined Blonde Radio, like, I joined a meeting room and I was like, whoa, like, this is a lot of people. So and then once I got comfortable doing that, I was like, yo, let's go, what's next, like a big room or something like that. So it doesn't always have to be the biggest things or like these big achievements, like, oh, I got a high score in this or that. It's like little improvements, like, oh, I beat my personal best in like running, or I ran around the track faster.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, I think little victories, and then be like, we take those. I think that's how I have been living my life for like the past 3 years, like looking at the positives and like the little improvements. Cause I always will like hype people up. I'm like, oh, nice. You're like, so in games, I'm like, oh, you're this ranked. They're like, but I was like top, like I was like 10 ranks higher like yesterday. I'm like, yeah, but you're still like a high rank right now.
Exactly.
And you're probably gonna climb back soon. Like, I think everyone gets in their head and they're like, oh, I'm this or that. It's like, you got to look at where you came from and how far you've come. And remember, that's like, you may like be climbing the mountain, stumble a bit, but you're still up high and you can regain that foothold and keep climbing to the top.
Oh my God. Now I feel inspired.
Let's go.
Let's go. Oh my God. Diamond, that was beautiful. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Any exciting plans for the rest of your evening?
I have to call someone else. I'm planning interview, because now I've become the Hearthstone director at my school.
Oh, let's go.
That was cool. I went from player to director, where there's someone who actually wants to join the team, the competitive team, so I gotta plan how to interview them in a cool way and just like get to know them.
Jeez.
That's pretty much it. Yeah, who would have thought?
Not you. Yeah, it's so often that I find I look back at where I am now versus where I was, and like past Brad would not have, you know, expected this. So it's easy to get discouraged with yourself, like, oh, I'm never going to be. Well, it's like, well, you don't really know where you're going to end up, so.
For sure. I mean, like 2 years ago, I didn't think I'd be where I am now.
Exactly.
But so who knows from 2 years from now where I'm going to be, like,
and
be
that's even great. What makes you feel unstoppable.
Yes. you stalled it for me, thank you.
Full circle. I'll appreciate it. Thanks so much. I'll let you to it. I'm gonna go out and shoot while there's still some daylight. But
good.
I'll talk to you later.
All right, talk to you later. Bye.
Special thanks to Asa, Ali, and Diamond for making this episode possible. Intro music provided by Wayfie. That's Wayfie. and accompanying tracks by Lo Boil. That's L-O-B-O-I-L, who can both be found on all major streaming platforms. Be sure to come by our Twitch stream every Sunday at 2 p.m. PST for more Blonde Radio interviews brought to you live. I'll see you soon, and thanks for tuning in to Blonde Radio.